This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't like a lot of the headlines today. It's a lot of panic, people upset. Still, the stimulus package, there's been some sticking points. I think people want to kind of, politicians want to put their own little two cents in it. So you say, you see what we saved? You know, we saved all these, you know, I don't know, but what was it? It was a paper airplane. Is that true? Was there a paper airplane stipulation in the Affordable Care Act? I don't know. But, you know, we're going to give you guys the latest on what's happening with the stimulus package, when you guys get your checks, again, how much money that's supposed to entail, the Easter deadline that people are saying are not, is not going to be pretty realistic. I'll tell you why Trump said that. Okay, it's not meaning that the coronavirus is over. I'm not defending him. But there's an approach to the economy that he wants to do. And this Easter deadline by reopening up the economy might actually not be as far off. Is the coronavirus epidemic going to be done by then? Oh, hell no. No. Right now we have a total of 565,000 global cases. 25,000 people across the world have died. This is a deadly virus, no joke. Unfortunately, the USA has now superseded China's numbers. We don't know if China's numbers were 100% accurate, but the USA's cases are getting close to 100,000. There's been 1,300 deaths so far. So a lot of scare, a lot of fear, and, you know, people kind of panicking. So a topic that's come up that I've chosen to open today with is graduation. Now, why would anybody be caring about graduation? Well, I care because I love the Generation Zs and I love the Millennials. And we've had support by the Generation Zs and Millennials this whole time. They have been very, very supportive. I know, you know, people have been accusing them of still partying it up on the beach and things like that. But for the most part, all the Millennials and Generation Zs I know have been doing their lockdown, have been trying to avoid the public, and have been trying to protect the older people out there that could be more vulnerable. And so, God bless them. But now, what they have worked hard for, your high school student over 12 years, your college student, 16 years, your medical student, 20 years of total schooling, you know, maybe not including kindergarten, but at least first grade. This is their time to kind of be rewarded for years of hard work. And I'm noticing this trend, you know, whether you see it by petitions or online, that this is where we're going to lose our young generation in terms of support. Because graduations across the board are getting canceled. Apparently there's a graduation tracker done by Forbes, and it lists all the graduations getting canceled. I think UNLV in my area canceled theirs, or might have postponed it. University of Iowa canceled theirs. Simpson College, University of New Orleans canceled theirs. Understandable. We are in a huge outbreak. We are in a complete mess right now with a virus that we know nothing about. We still don't have a vaccine for. You know, we're still kind of hemming and hawing on the treatment. So I get it's, you know, a very unsteady time. So why have a big, huge pomp and circumstance event with over 250 people and, you know, gathered in one area? I get that. But do you have to cancel it completely? There's other options. All right. This is basically the coronavirus era. And the coronavirus era is making us be creative, right? Okay. We're learning how to eat takeout. Okay. We're learning how to make makeshift masks. We're learning how to entertain ourselves at home or, you know, figure out how to make income while we're out of a job. coronavirus is spurning a lot of creativity. Not the best. I would never want to relive this again. But I think we're going to get some positive things out of this whole tragic mess. And so if you want to do a graduation coronavirus style, you actually can. And I don't know if you guys have been looking at graduation pictures. I've been looking at graduation pictures because I've had multiple graduations. So I'm kind of an expert on graduation. And graduations are boring. Okay, you sit there, everybody talks, everybody wants to get their 5 minutes of fame, and the parents are bored to death, and the students are bored to death. All the students want is to get their diploma and then go party. All the parents want is to see their kid get their diploma. They really don't want to sit and, you know, see all the other BS. And then when you look at the pictures, people take pictures with friends, but for the most part, the parents take their kid, and they look like they're alone in a grassy knoll, and they're getting their picture taken. So let's do that. There is a way to do a little mini graduation ceremony, because what the parents and the kids want actually is the meat of what we do at a graduation. So find a big open area, you know, grassy area. Campuses have open areas. Okay, this way you can easily do 6 feet plus distancing, or like a big gymnasium or a big convention room that you have doors open and can allow air. Have yardage, major yardage between groups, and you schedule every 15 minutes a kid go up there and grab their diploma. If you don't want a faculty to give it to them, the faculty could leave it, use gloves or whatever. There's the diploma. Child gets their diploma, gets it from the yay, gets to be in pictures with people they were in isolation with anyway. I mean, as long as nobody's sick, as long as nobody is high risk, whoever you've been in isolation with in lockdown all these weeks can stand in the picture with you. The camera is operated remotely and can videotape all this. You do your smiles. You even can make a little statement like, yeah, I am the bomb, or whatever you want to say. You know, yeah, piece of cake. Leave. Then the next group comes in. They could sit in the car waiting for a text, or they could be yards away. But you could have a ceremony. You could capture something so hysterical or so historical. Remember, the younger generation is about, Snapchatting, Instagramming, and maintaining memories and documenting things, kind of biblical documentation of their youth. This is tragic to them, and we need their support if we want to, you know, continue the lockdown, shutdowns, etc. So do it coronavirus style. It's easy way to do it. It's called like a mini graduation. And we have enough open spaces. The weather's going to be nice. I think a lot of people could kind of salvage graduation without getting people sick. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Science. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you, Jason, for working the dials, GCN for making the show happen, and thank you guys for all tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an interesting tweet by Donald Trump. General Motors, he says, must immediately open their stupidly abandoned Lordstown plant in Ohio. I'm sorry, I just, he always makes me giggle when I read his tweets. General Motors, he writes, this is Donald Trump, must immediately open their stupidly abandoned Lordstown plant in Ohio or some other plant and capitalize, start making ventilators now. Ford, get going on ventilators fast. Very interesting. That was a We're now kind of all hands on deck, you know, people trying to make ventilators and products. And so I, you know, the call by Donald Trump, what you guys have to do, unfortunately, is before Donald Trump calls you out, a volunteer. I think that's the strategy he's doing with this one. Another tweet 3 minutes ago was, never knew John Kerry had such a good sense of humor. Very impressed. Now, what did John Kerry do? Well, apparently, people are doing Trumpism, so I can't read this on air. But John Kerry wrote, breaking news, Congressman Massey has tested positive for being a blank hole. So, it's not even edited, or he just has a cuss word in there. He's only tested positive for being a blank. He must be quarantined to prevent the spread of his massive stupidity. John Kerry writes, he's given new meaning to the term, and it says mass, and then finishes the word. I can't say. He said, finally, something the president and I can agree on. Now, why is John Kerry getting love from Donald Trump? What is going on here with Representative Massey? Well, apparently there's a Republican House member that they believe will go rogue and possibly mess up the vote on the $2 trillion Corona stimulus package, because I believe he wants to, promote, I believe, a different form of, you know, checks to the American public, and who knows, maybe also get his 15 seconds of fame. So Fox News is told, this is being reported by Fox News, that there's a deep worry on both sides of the aisle that Representative Thomas Massey, a Republican from Kentucky, could try to sidetrack House plans to quickly approve the coronavirus bill via a, quote, voice vote, a verbal exercise in which those in favor shout yay and those opposed holler nay. The loudest side would prevail. Now, I'm not exactly sure why he would have that control, but a source said he was actively calling members and telling them to get on planes in the morning to come back to Washington so that a quorum of 216 members could be established if Massey or another member were to demand one. The source explained that Massey got a very forceful call from a close confidant and a member of the House Freedom Caucus urging him to allow the voice vote, but Massey won't budge. He says, we have been riding Nancy Pelosi for stalling things, and now this. So I'm, like, not exactly sure what's going on here. And so I believe what's happening is many people in Congress do not want to be all together in a room getting sick, and this is supposed to be another means to do a vote. But he is urging people to all come in and vote. I apologize. I'm kind of very confused by this whole story. So either way, you have Trump and John Kerry not liking the guy. So as I get a little bit more information, you know, right now it is unclear from what even Fox is saying why he wants to delay the bill. So there should be no delay in getting Americans help. However, what I can't tell you is if there's a bunch of BS stuck in the bill and Republicans and Democrats have to go along with it because, like, you know, for example, I think it was the Lincoln Center. Trump was at a press conference and he was talking about how he was asked why millions of dollars was going to the Lincoln Center with everything going on. And he said the Democrats wanted it. He's in support of it, but the Democrats wanted it, and you got to give them something because they're working, you know, hard to, you know, make this happen. And Trump didn't want to, you know, insult the stimulus package going to the Lincoln Center, saying he likes it and he would love to see Romeo and Juliet there or whatever, which kind of made a bunch of us scratch our heads, but we get it. All right. If the Lincoln Center houses people, if the Lincoln Center represents art, if, you know, we're trying to bail out to maintain normalcy, you know, do these convention halls that, you know, or these theaters that support many, many workers, are they immune or do they, you know, get some help as well? So, you know, I get that. Donald Trump tweeted a half hour ago, thousands of federal government ventilators found in New York storage. New York must distribute now. Are you kidding me? Before that, he tweeted, he's been busy this morning. Donald Trump said, will someone please explain to the fake news New York Times, all the news that's not fit to print, that the Democrats make it almost impossible for us to fill positions within government. They maximum delay even the best candidates, including judges, leaving little time. So while he's busy and tweeting and, he actually said we just purchased many ventilators from some wonderful companies. Names and numbers will be announced later today. So the ventilator situation, what's going on there? Well, New York has their hands full. And the numbers going on in New York right now is I believe they have over 49,000 cases. 44. They have 34,635 cases of coronavirus, 519 deaths overall. Of these 44,000 cases, 42,000 are active. So they haven't, you know, had their outbreak long enough to say they had many people recover, which means New York has to be ready for anything. Now, when you look at China's numbers, which is very frustrating because we don't know how much to trust. Of their 81,000, you know, cases, 74,000 totally recovered. China has 57 per 1 million cases and about 1,000 that are still serious and critical. USA has surpassed them with 92,000 cases now. They still lag behind in deaths, thank God, 1,300. But they have 2,400 serious critical cases. So these ventilators provide oxygen respiratory support. You're hearing of ERs and hospitals making makeshift ventilators, you know, and doing what they can. But where I look at these numbers, because it's a mess, and we've talked about this, the numbers of cases going up isn't what concerns me that much because we finally have testing. And a lot of us believe that there are thousands upon thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people that actually have it or had it very mildly. And so, no duh, they're going to show a positive. Where the numbers I'm watching is who dies and how many people are in serious critical condition. And I'm watching these numbers closely because this this teenager in California was at first tallied under the coronavirus death column until California had to kind of backtrack and go, hold on, it might not be coronavirus related. He might just have coincidentally tested positive coronavirus. So we need to get accurate numbers on exactly how many of these people that are quote-unquote dying are actual coronavirus death numbers. I believe the U.S. is being very, very careful and diligent to be accurate on the cause of death, you know, and a role that coronavirus played. Now, that being said, with the young individual from California who had died tragically and possibly not coronavirus related when he went into septic shock, there is reports of somebody in Europe, I believe, a younger individual who did die from coronavirus. So this can kill young individuals, but the majority of them are older. So when we look at the need for ventilators and we look at, hysteria and the lockdown and things like that, where we're stuck is being in limbo. These 88,000 active cases of the 92,000, in the U.S. means we need to wait. We can't breathe easily until we're being told that these active cases are mild. Now, this child who died in Europe did just start out with a cough. One of you had asked, well, if all you have is cough and sneezing, et cetera, do you really have to count that as a severe case? Do you really have to be on lockdown? Well, yes, because that cough could transmit to somebody else, or most people that do become sick do start out with simple symptoms. So, severely sick. So this is kind of where we're in limbo with this. And so, Donald Trump deputizing motor companies to, start making ventilators and companies to start doing what they need to. I think it's long overdue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a sweeping $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that will provide immediate assistance to many Americans, small businesses, and major industries on the brink of economic collapse amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. New York Democrat Max Rose tells Fox News people are dying and millions are out of work.
I rise today in support of this bill because our frontline soldiers of this war, our nurses and our doctors, need masks. I rise today because days from now, weeks from now, New Yorkers will need thousands of more ventilators.
President Trump is calling on GM to open its shuttered Lordstown, Ohio plant to make ventilators. The president is criticizing the company's CEO by name, Mary Barry, saying she promised to deliver 40,000 ventilators quickly, but now they only have 6,000 built in late April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. We're getting your texts, Instagram, Facebook, tweets. Taking your questions all over, as well as email at drdahlia.com. Myra wants to know what exactly is in the $2 trillion stimulus package. Well, we didn't really have a lot of details. We're getting a little bit more details. The Senate did pass it unanimously, as you know, a couple days ago. House is supposed to pass it today. Not sure if it's going to be unanimous, but I'm sure they're going to have plenty of votes. So from what I understand, and CNN broke this down as best as they could, the main, I guess, highlighted benefit is direct payments to people, which means a check to every American. I'm not sure how often they come or if it's just one single check. But they say if you're single, you'll get $1,200. If you're married, you and your spouse are going to get $2,400. If you have a child under age 17, you get an extra $500. So, if you have five children, that's $2,500 plus the $2,400, and you're looking at a $4,900 check. The payments would phase out for individuals whose adjusted gross incomes were more than $75,000. This would be based on last year's tax, well, this year's tax return or last year's tax, or this year's filing for last year, or your 2018 numbers. Those making more than $99,000 would not qualify at all. The thresholds are doubled for couples. So if you and your spouse make about $200,000, you will not be getting a check from the government. Most people agree with that, except for the sticking point that if everybody's out of a job right now, you know, you can't assume that somebody who made $200,000 as a couple back in 2018 has money right now. So I think they need to base it on another parameter rather than a prior income tax filing. Okay? That's just me. The next thing that's going to cause relief is there's going to be student loan payments suspended. So the Department of Education is going to suspend payments on student loan borrowers without penalty through September 30th. CNN reported last week that the Department of Education was planning to allow student loan borrowers to suspend payments without penalty and not being able to accrue interest over 60 days. For some, now the bill extends it to September 30th. The Real ID deadline is delayed. According to CNN, remember you had to get a Real ID? It's a federal mandated identification on your driver's license. So, because if you don't have it, you won't be able to board an aircraft. They decided to extend that for at least a year and a half. So you don't have to have that now on your driver's license till about September 2021. You know, one of you had suggested, well, now's plenty of time to go to the driver's, to the DMV. We got nothing to do all day. Yeah, but who wants to be standing around crowds? So, yeah. So that was included in this, the Real ID deadline. I believe it was supposed to be, and I thought the deadline was supposed to be last year. Anyway, so then unemployment benefits, this is also huge. So, since a third of the country, they are suspecting is on or has now had to file for unemployment, the federal government has to expand unemployment benefits. However, many people cannot really live on their unemployment because it's less than what they usually make and might not include the tips. So jobless workers will get an extra $600 a week for 4 months on top of their state benefits. So if you make anywhere from $200 to $550 a week on your state benefits, you know, which on average, depending on the state you live in, this will add an extra $600 a week. They say, in addition, lawmakers want to add up to 13 weeks of extended benefits fully covered by the government. State unemployment checks last up to between 12 weeks and 28 weeks, depending on the state. So the deal also calls for a new pandemic unemployment assistance program. So it provides jobless benefits to those who are unemployed, partially unemployed, unable to work because of the virus, or don't qualify for traditional benefits. You have a lot of independent contractors out there. They lost their jobs. They can't work. So they can't then, you know, how do they get unemployment? So they're going to include those. There's a lot of gig economy workers, those kinds of things. Then there's going to be a $500 billion lending program. So the Treasury Department can provide $500 billion in loans, loan guarantees, and investments. So $25 billion for passenger air carriers. So I guess that's airlines. $4 billion for cargo air carriers. $17 billion for businesses that work in national security. The rest of the funds, $454 billion, are given latitude to provide loans to businesses, states, and municipalities. So the measure includes restrictions on businesses who receive the loans. Those businesses may not issue dividends for up to a year after the loan is no longer outstanding, must retain 90% of employment levels as of March 24th. to the extent practical through September 30th, and the loans cannot last longer than 5 years. So you could qualify for a loan as long as you haven't already laid people off, and if you keep 90% of your staff, so if you have 100 workers, you have to keep 90 of them through September 30th. Now, many people have already told me that, well, they've already laid people off because they can't wait to get this loan. You know, they need to save money now. And many people are concerned that even if they do reopen, they're not really going to be able to staff that many people. You know, one is there's still going to be social distancing, some people predict. And two is it's not going to be busy because people are going to be hesitating, or for some people, the summer months are slow. So, you know, be aware of all the restrictions and rules so you make sure you abide it. And the reason why these loans are being given out is to, again, protect the worker, to make sure that the worker can still keep their job. There's a specific provision of the program for direct loans to mid-sized businesses. Those are between 500 and 10,000 employees, nonprofits. No payments will be due for the first 6 months after the loan is issued. Of course, making headlines is the Trump businesses are not supposed to get money from this. It's not just about Trump. It's about elected officials and their immediate relatives. So businesses that are owned or partly owned by the president, vice president, head of an executive department, member of Congress, and the spouse, child, son-in-law, or daughter-in-law are going to be barred. So anybody with 20% or greater stake in a business. So the Democrats put that in there because they were concerned that, you know, Trump would, you know, benefit from this. No money going for the border wall. They say the Defense Department is going to get $1.2 billion for the National Guard's coronavirus response. Obviously, we've had to deploy National Guard members, you know, to help with shutdowns and things like that. An additional $1 billion is available for Defense Purchases Act. They said the Pentagon will be allowed to transfer the money to other applicable accounts, but it prohibits transferring the money to the counter-drug account that is used to fund Trump's border wall. So in terms of that, national security, no. Airlines and airports get part of the $32 billion in grants and wages and benefits. So that'll definitely help. However, the companies that receive assistance cannot make furloughs, pay cuts, or stock buybacks. And they can't issue dividends to investors. Airlines are going to be required to operate routes that would otherwise be likely to cancel because of low ridership or profitability. So the Transportation Department can require air carriers to carry on routes. Hospitals are going to get money. Stimulus package is going to give about $117 billion for hospitals, which they need. It allows Public Health and Social Emergency Fund to reimburse providers for expenses and lost revenues related to the coronavirus pandemic. Why? Because many of these hospitals have to treat people for free. You don't want the hospital going under. So they're also going to boost reimbursements by 20% for treating Medicare patients with coronavirus. It eliminates $8 billion in scheduled payment reductions to hospital, caring for large numbers of uninsured and Medicaid patients, and removing the 2% cut for treating Medicare patients, which don't ask why. So contractors and gig workers like Uber, et cetera, should hopefully be able to get some protection. There's going to be protections against foreclosures and evictions. So they say you have to give a forbearance on a federally backed mortgage loan up to 60 days. That could be extended for four periods of 30 days each. Don't go away. We'll give you more scoop on this. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Back on the Dr. Dolly show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about the stimulus package that is supposed to give every American a check who makes less than $95,000 a year, money going for spouse, children, etc. Student loan payments suspended, your real ID deadline delayed, a boost of unemployment benefits that may increase an extra $600 per week for 4 months, in addition to the anywhere from $200 to $550 a week that you might get from unemployment. A lending program that is supposed to infuse money into the airlines, into a whole variety of businesses, allowing businesses to take loans as long as they don't fire you, as long as they don't, and they kind of, you know, stick to the rules. Border wall doesn't get money on this. Airlines and airports do. Hospitals luckily get some money. Contractors and gig workers, you know, if you got a gig and you have to perform, but you're not a regular employee, it's supposed to allow money. Now, protections against foreclosures and evictions. This is where people have been very, very nervous, because you have had some landlords, out of the goodness of their hearts, say, okay, you know what, we're not going to make you pay your rent this month. And, I mean, that's phenomenal. I just bless these people for doing that. But as a business owner, as a tenant, you know, as a homeowner, you know, and having rented apartments most of my life, 1 month is great, but what about the next month? You know, next month is going to come fast. And so a landlord can't keep doing that. So there was talk that there was going to be some sort of legislation for this. And this has, believe it or not, been even more anticipated and hoped for than even the, you know, check that they promise, you know, most Americans. So the bill is including housing protections against foreclosures on mortgages and evictions for renters. Now, according to CNN Politics, it says the bill states that anyone facing a financial hardship from coronavirus shall be given a forbearance on a federally backed mortgage loan of up to 60 days. That could be extended for 4 periods of 30 days each. The legislation says that servicers of federally backed mortgage loans may not begin the foreclosure process for 60 days from March 18th. So if you own a building that has tenants, you're supposed to get some relief. Now, you are going to be in a little bit of a pickle because you need to pay your loan. You need money right away, but you may not be getting rent for the next few months. Hopefully, there's not too much overlap, and you are able, or hopefully there, you know, there's not, it's not like consecutive waiting. Hopefully, you'll be able to get relief right away, but it is making people nervous. But the federally backed mortgage loans may not begin the foreclosure process, which means if you owe money for your building or home or whatever, they can't foreclose on you yet. But there is a little sticking point that we got to talk about. The bill also does not allow fees, penalties, or additional interest to be charged as a result of delayed payments. So no more late fees for now. It includes similar protections for those with multifamily federal mortgage loans, allowing them to receive a 30-day forbearance and up to two 30-day extensions. Those with a federally backed mortgage loans who have tenants would also not be allowed to evict tenants solely for failure to pay rent for a 120-day period, and they may not charge fees or penalties to tenants for failing to pay the rent. Now, if a tenant decides to have a party and wreck the walls or start a fire, yes, they can evict. But in terms of failure to pay, if you have a federally backed loan, they cannot evict you. So we have, among ourselves while waiting for this, talked amongst ourselves, say, did you call the bank? Did you call the bank? Even if the government doesn't get this approved, because again, it still hasn't been voted on, but hopefully it will be. You know, ask your bank. Most banks will allow forbearance, especially if you have an SBA loan. The only thing is many of these banks want to see your income, want to see your assets, want to see, et cetera. So there's been some discussions that this may not help everybody in that if you have any savings, they may still expect you to pay. Now, I don't know if this bill supersedes that. But you have a lot of people right now that do not want to empty out their savings until they could get loan forbearance. And so we're hoping that bill still allows people to keep whatever savings they have or to not have to sell, you know, I don't know, their wife's car so that they could still be able to maintain normalcy. Kennedy Center got $25 million, which we talked about. The John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts in D.C. is a big deal. I've never been there, but it's beautiful. And a Democratic aide says this is receiving bipartisan support. Trump said this was brought up by the Democrats. He was questioned as to why money was going to the Kennedy Center with everything going on. But I get it. They say this is a federal agency that is funded by a mixture of appropriations and ticket revenues. They had to cancel other performances, so they have no revenue and have already laid off nearly 800 people. If they don't get a cash infusion, they will become insolvent and could be unable to reopen. The Kennedy Center closed on the 17th, planned to reopen at least May 10th. Again, there is a lot of questioning on why the Kennedy Center and why not a stadium or why not another, shall we say, business within the arts. The stimulus package does include $75 million for the National Endowment of the Arts, a federal program that Trump has tried to cut from its biggest proposals for the last 4 years, and that in a Republican-led Congress already, I guess the budget has gone down, they say. So the Democrats wanted to infuse more money into the arts, supposedly. And then food assistance. So the bill provides $450 million for the Emergency Food Assistance Program. That supplies food banks, which are expected to see more clients. $350 million will buy additional food. Hallelujah, because many of us are like, what's going on with the homeless, the underserved, and the other programs that we need to help those that, can't feed their kids. The package also provides $200 million for food assistance to Puerto Rico and other U.S. territories, as well as $100 million for food distribution on American Indian reservations. And then the bill provides additional funding for SNAP, food stamps, and child nutrition program. It is not going to initially expand eligibility or benefits. Then, apparently, according to CNN, they talk about evacuations of Americans. They say the bill includes $324 million for the State Department for evacuation expenses, I guess, for people that are overseas and can't come back home. A senior State Department said we have 9,300 Americans that have already been repatriated. A different senior State Department official said the government is tracking 13,500 Americans that need assistance abroad. Hey, I'm glad somebody thought of that because, yeah, you got Americans out there that need help. Then Peace Corps, diplomatic programs, refugees. The bill includes $88 million for Peace Corps. It is an independent U.S. government agency that sends American volunteers abroad. They had to suspend all their operations last week and evacuate their volunteers. Its director said operations are going to return to normal when conditions permit. So there's extra money for disaster assistance, diplomatic programs, migration, refugee assistance, etc. So, it's a big bill, and $2 trillion is a lot. That's a lot of money. Is it going to be enough? I'm sure there are things that this doesn't cover that is going to come up, and then the government's going to have to deal with it. But, right now, considering you had to have Democrats and Republicans agree on this, $25 million for the Kennedy Center might not really be that understandable, but if that's what the Republicans had to give the Democrats to make this go through, I'm not going to complain. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.